The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need advice. You know how I don't know how to go places by myself?
Mm. Okay, yeah. I don't know that I really do either.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I think I'm asking the people who are listening. I'm going somewhere tonight, but not by myself, but by myself. Hmm? Okay. There is a concert tonight. Should I say who it is? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It's a band called Chase Atlantic. I've never heard of Chase Atlantic.
Okay.
I know almost nothing about them. I think they're Australian. And I think
they are, yeah.
And I think they're R&B.
And yeah, they are.
And here's the other thing I think I know about them, but I don't actually know. I think 24K Golden is opening up.
Oh, really?
I mean,
wow, he's big, so they're bigger than
isn't
him.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's only got that one song, right? Why you always in the mood?
That was his biggest song. I'm a 24K Golden fan. He's got a few more, but then none were.
It's in V song, Victor. Do you have another song before that? Victorious or something?
I don't know. He has a song called Prada. He has a song called Coco. In my head, he has another song.
Okay, erase everything I've said to this point. Tiak, do you want to go to a concert with me tonight?
Is it with 24K Gold?
Yes, it's 24K Golden, I yeah. think. But I know it's Chase Atlantic. Here's the problem, and this is where I need help. I'm not dreading it. Don't get me wrong. I need help on like 20 different fronts. Okay. Here it is. My daughter and one of her good friends wanted to go to this show. I asked the powers that be here. They said, no problem. We'll get you tickets. They failed me miserably.
What?
But I have an old friend who worked for Hard Rock and now works for Live Nation. And I was able to get tickets through him. And I've got tickets to go to the show tonight. My daughter, probably when we get there, they're going to just abandon me.
Mm, yeah.
Question one.
Get away from dad. That's step one.
Should I allow that? This is two 14-year-old girls. Look at this band. Like, what kind of people are going to be there? And I'm not saying, but like, would you trust, fast forward 14 years, 13 years on your daughter, Hazel? Can you imagine a world where you just go, run off? Like,
I don't know. These guys, they've got a look. They look kind of like Korn to me.
Yes, but but they're R&B. So what, like, would you trust your kid to run off? Like, this is one of those things. I'm admitting right now that I'm a helicopter parent and I know I got to let go, but it's different with girls. Girls at a concert, like with the Diddy stuff and Bill Cosby stuff, men sometimes do things to women. I know I'm being so, but like, would you just,
right, dude, but things, you want to protect her.
Yes.
Right.
But I also don't want to have to stand by her and have her like the narc standing behind her when she's having fun with her friend. But so question one, answer this at 51059. Should I just let her roam? When we get to the show, should I go, hey, in between acts, you got to meet me at the back bar for 5 minutes and just show your face?
That seems reasonable to me because you're in a confined area, right?
Yes. So it's at the Fillmore where we have like Alice in Wonderland and we have a lot of our big concerts.
So she's there. She can't leave because she can't get back in, right? So you know she's...
But she could be drug out of there. And I'm not saying Fillmore, I love you. Things like that don't happen at your venue. But like, I don't want to be the first person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how do you keep an eye on her without keeping an eye on her?
We went to the concert that was the scary concert at Red Rocks, the Louis Tomlinson, hailstorm happened.
Yeah, the big one.
And so I was next to my daughter when the hail happened. I put my coat over her head so no damage was done to her. There were so many 12 to 14 year old girls whose parents had done what I'm describing, had gone, feel free, just get down front, watch Louis. I'll be up at the back bar at Red Rocks.
Mm.
Well, when the crap hit the fan, like they couldn't get to their kids. So these kids are going through this tragedy. And I'm like the memory of that has me scarred for tonight. Cause to leave her alone in this concert, if something bad happened, scares the crap out of me. So there's one.
You just gave me goosebumps.
I know, that's
man.
What I'm saying.
That's a big thing that you went through and you went through together. Do you think she'll feel any of that? Will she want to get away from you?
I think inside a place that she can't be hailed on, she doesn't think about the other terrible things that could happen that aren't weather related. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay. Now you have that whole side of the story. Text into 51059, leave her alone or stay next to her. Here's my next question. Then what do I do? What am I doing for the entirety of this concert? Am I just, is there going to be a group? Like, you've seen the Taylor Swift concerts where there's just dads kind of milling together while their daughters are out, like, screaming every lyric, and the dads are just kind of, there's like a dad area. It's like a smoking section where you just keep the lonely dudes who don't know what is going on.
Yeah.
There
needs to be a section where it's like, not a creep.
Right?
Here for a reason.
That's exactly what I want.
Look at my hands. I'm not.
Is there that at the Fillmore? Or what do other parents do? Or can I let them in and go to a bar on Colfax? I shouldn't do that.
No, that feels like leaving her too. They're a little too young for it.
But I don't know. Like,
to leave them completely alone.
So then I just stand there like a weirdo? Like, what do I do?
Get into the band, buy some merch.
Get into the band. Like, I have a few hours to learn Chase Atlantic songs. The only thing I'm going to sing is Mood tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you always in. I mean,
he'll probably close with that. But I don't know. I think, won't there be other dads? There'll be other dads in your situation. Parents. So, I mean, moms too.
My next thing. And I don't want to steal your thunder for hubby hookup that we're eventually going to do with you where we get people. But could we create a little friend group for tonight? That's like, hey, I'm going to the concert and my kids are going to I don't know. Is there a Lonely Hearts area or I'm not an effing loser section at the Fillmore or other concert venues? Because I just don't know what to do. Like, when you go to Ehlich's, eventually, this sounds crazy, but you're going to let this happen. And it's going to be hard for you. But you're going to go and you're going to get a spot by the lazy river and you're going to be sitting there. And then you're going to go ahead and go off in the park. And your son is going to go clear over to a roller coaster. And you're going to have this moment of panic because you don't know where he is. But you're like, you just have to trust it. You just have to go, Leo knows, and he's going to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to let go of that grit. And I don't know that you have that because you've read so many books and you've done so many things where you're like, you're not the helicopter I am.
Well, not yet, because they're in my house all the time. I mean, it's a different thing when, like you're saying, when you go out to an event like that.
You're eventually going to be in this situation at amusement parks, but that's different because then you have a ride that you like that you can be on at this concert tonight. Where do people like me go?
Where you like the bar.
All right. Text into 51059. Where should I be and should I let my daughter run free?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.